Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Rabbitohs and the Panthers. So lots of changes here for the Rabbitohs. Jacob Gagai out, Isaiah Tass to the wing, Michael Cheekam out of the back row into the centres, Kian Kalomatungi into the second row after being named at prop, Jai Arrow now starting, Sean Kepi, new player on the bench. But the big news here, and good luck, Tristan, Nathan Cleary ruled out. Brad Schneider comes in at halfback and Jack Cole is joining the bench. And Sunia Taruva is back on the wing and Moses Leota is back after having a week out. Yeah, good luck with this one, Tristan.
Yeah, this was already very, very hard to price on the fact of it's you never know what impact a new coach is going to have on the marketplace. And obviously, there's always the assertion that a team goes a lot better when they've got a new coach. They don't often come up against the three-time reigning premiers. So it certainly makes it very tricky. So we opened the market at 14.5. There was instant support for the Panthers and pushed it out to 15.5 short of the minus. And that stayed that way. And then obviously we got the news through last night that Cleary was out and there was a bit of a push for the Rabbitohs when that was breaking. So that pushed the market from 15.5 into 12.5, which we laid. And then we got it into 11.5. And now at that 11.5, there has been a bit of a push for the Panthers. So it's a very tricky one to work out where this is going to finish. It's $1.22 Penrith, $4.30 the Rabbits, and 11.5 short of the minus, 42.5 the total points.
Well, I'm north of 12, so I certainly want to be with the 11.5 and be with the Panthers. And, you know, coming back to what happens when the dead cat does a dead cat bounce here when the coach gets sacked? Well, they actually, the team in NRL after a coach sacking only win 3 out of 10 occasions. So it's a really poor record. A lot of people think it's maybe it's 50-50, maybe they respond. Well, they actually don't. And I'm just not sure how this South Sydney team responds. And if I look at my rating number outs for players outs, I've got a higher rating out for the Rabbits than I do for the Panthers, including Nathan Cleary, because you've got Latrell out, you've got Totola out, you've got Graham, Johnson, Milne, and they're leaking 36 points a week and struggle to score points, and they're going to play the best defensive team in the competition, albeit without Nathan. But then the forecast is that we're only going to see a few mils of rain today, not the some of the big downpours that were originally forecast earlier in the week. So on a drier track at a Homebush, I can't see how South can mount 2-3 tries to make themselves competitive and cover that line against this quality defence. I want to be with the Panthers. I want to be with the minus 11.5, and I think it's a nice way to start the week.
Yeah, I'm with you. Minus 11.5. So if we look at that game last week, so the Cowboys get to 20. Now, the Cowboys are a fantastic attacking side. We've always made mention of that. And the other interesting part about it too, a little bit of ring rust for Nathan Cleary comes back into the side and he misses two tackles that lead directly to tries. Now, I'm not having a go at Nathan Cleary, but that's what happens when you miss footy, right? And you get put under pressure, physical or otherwise. So we have seen when Brad Schneider comes into this side that it was what they barely missed a beat. And that game against the Roosters when they were so good defensively.
He was super. That was
against the Roosters at Allianz Stadium. And now it's South Sydney at a Coors Stadium. They love playing at a Coors Stadium. They just win grand finals there, Penrith Panthers.
The other thing to your point too, Jimmy, last week, I mean, they led by 20.
Yeah.
And yet in the second half had less than 40% of the ball. Cowboys had all of that ball and momentum and made good of it, but the Panthers still only restricted them to three tries and won the game. It's quality defence. I just don't see how the Rabbitohs break that.
And then the other try was Jerome Luai missing a one-on-one. So, you know, there's no problem with the defensive structures. You just got to do your job within that. So I'm with you, Jared. I like the no dead cat bounce for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, unfortunately, for Benny Hornby. He'll be 0-1. In his NRL coaching career after starting this week.